I'm not the oldest guy, but I don't like the cold too much when I'm not dressed or playing in the snow for it.
That makes two of us, Steven. I'm right in front of the Jeep Benson place here on Wade Hampton, if you know where that's at. They got a zillion Jeeps out there. But I can't say enough about their work. And they install stereos and stuff like that, too. But I know I'm bragging on them, but they deserve it because, like I said, I've had this one since 2014. I never had a problem with it. And the siren just had a little bit of a bad ground on it. It's a 2011 Tacoma, but I only got 56,000 miles on it.
I don't mind paying a little bit extra for good quality work and backing somebody or a company who has good work ethic. I find that very difficult to find more nowadays.
You can Google cars, C-A-R-S, and comma LLC, and they've been there for 14 years, so they're a good company. And I don't know, I don't have any idea what they cost nowadays for their alarm system. He's got to find an older version because, like I say, all these cars now run on a bus, you know, that's continually monitoring everything in your vehicle while you're running down the road. But the older ones, Isaac's, the grandson, is a 2007, so it doesn't run on that. But I know when I got that one in this 2011 Tacoma in 2014, it was $400. So I don't know what they are now, Stephen. But if I was going anywhere, that'd be where I'd go. And I've been an electrician, electronic technician for 50 years.
Well, that is amazing. I definitely need to pick your brain about a thing or two when it comes to setting up my little ham radio room in my house and how to properly ground for electricity and RF and make sure those unwanted signals don't get in my transmission line.
My house sometimes, Steven, I'll give you the grand tour. I haven't worked too many HF stations lately. I haven't spent a lot of time except an hour or two of an evening. And I worked one in the Marcicus Islands last night. I think that's the way they pronounce it. It's about 5,000 miles out in the Pacific. But I've worked them before in the years I've been a ham. And then the night before, I worked a guy in Greece. And, but that's in, those islands are in Micronesia, out there around Tahiti and all of that. So it's pretty good jaunt out there to those guys. And I worked them on 30 meters. I do a lot of Morse code. But they were on, there's a de-expedition there now. And I think they're French guys. And they were on 20 meters last night, and they were split up 10. So I imagine there's a pileup because they haven't been on too long.
Stuff like that to me sounds amazing, that you can sit here and talk to somebody 5,000 miles across the world. That's just amazing to me. But yeah, hopefully I'll have my general this weekend, and then HF rig set up, and the ham room set up probably mid to late spring of this year, hopefully, if all goes as planned.
Over, and I like to work the ones out there around Madagascar and the Seychelles Islands out in the Indian Ocean. That's a little over 10,000 miles, and that's about halfway around the Earth. So that's about as far as you're going to get, I think. But anyways, Stephen, I'm pulling into Lowe's. I got held up, and I want to get on home when I can. I'm going to run in here right quick and then head back to the Ralph's house, I guess you would say. That's my last name. Take care, Stephen. Nice talking to you. This is Gerald T.R. Clear with your final.
Nice talking to you as well. I'll definitely take you up on that offer as soon as I find a spare time in here. 73 see you. This is KR4AAE4N0TR.
Cheers. KSN0TR. KR4AAE
here. What's the Tom?
It's CAR, comma, LLC. Is at 516 New Woodruff Road in Greer. Now, I know you can't forget Woodruff Road, so all you got to remember is 516 New Woodruff Road.
Thank you, Tom.
Okie doke, I'm out. N0TR clip.